This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Residents in and around Sao Paulo, Brazil, are being encouraged to wash their hands with hand sanitizer, not water, because the city and the surrounding Sao Paulo state, just down the coast from Rio, are in the middle of the worst drought in a century. Lizzie O'Leary, the host of our weekend program, is on assignment in Sao Paulo, so we got her on the line. Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Kai.
Talk to me for a second. Give me a sense of scope of how big this drought is.
It is massive. So we're talking about really the worst water crisis in probably a century. You've got a warm winter, not a lot of rain, bad planning, questionable infrastructure. So there's one stat that will probably blow your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
68% of the people here in Sao Paulo have had problems with the water supply in the past month. So that means the water pressure is lower, and there has been some talk of outright rationing, like maybe a couple of days on, a couple of days off. This is also a really big deal because, you know, Brazil has a lot of hydroelectric power, and none of this is a surprise. I mean, there have been warnings for years about all of this. So I sat down with a former finance minister here, Rubens Recupero, about why this is happening, given that there have been so many warnings. This is what he had to say.
It is a situation that could develop into a crisis. You have all the elements for a perfect storm, except we don't have water.
That's a great line. They don't have the storm.
They don't have the water.
Other than possibly rationing, what's going on? Are they going to make water more expensive? What are they going to do?
So right now we're in this very delicate place where the government's doing price incentives for using less water, some punishment for using more. None of this has really been decided yet. There was an election in October in the state, and so a lot of it was sort of punted until after that. We actually talked to the vice governor of Sao Paulo State, who sort of said, well, you know, you have to put this in context. It would be worse if it were in Argentina. And we were all kind of like,
But we're in Brazil,
and you have 20 million people who live here. And we didn't really get a clear answer, to be honest, Kai.
So we're having a drought out here in L.A., right, in California, and yet you still see people, watering their lawns in the morning. What's going on the streets of Sao Paulo? I mean, what are the tangible impacts here?
They are blunter, I think. You know, even in some high-end restaurants, for example, people are using plastic servingware because restaurants don't want to use the water. Their kids in the public schools are told not to brush their teeth there. The other thing, there's this weird observation. Basically, between midnight and 6 a.m., Sao Paulo has this sort of economy of private water trucks where people drive around selling and delivering water to hotels and the well-off so that they can fill up water boxes at their homes. The taps actually go off in the slums sometimes. And one thing that has been good since we've been here, it's actually started to rain. So that's helped in the reservoirs. People are a little more optimistic, and it's sort of in a wait-and-see mode right now.
Yeah, but as I can tell you from California, a little bit of rain, a drought does not end. Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary. She is in Sao Paulo reporting for the BBC this week. Lizzie, thanks so much.
Thank you.